Doctor Who, Second Sight, written by Mark Sclavini and Vito Tietze, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy. Part 2.
It seems there are some messages waiting for me.
Here?
When the captain checked my pass with HQ in London, it seems he hit upon my inbox. I shouldn't be too long.
He's on his way now, sir.
Is he really worth it?
You want to know why I make a fuss? This man has proven dangerous in the past. It's best that he's disposed of as quickly as possible.
Could somebody give me some directions?
Sure. Where do you need to get to?
The CO's office, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That'll be in the main section. Here, let me draw your map.
Thank you.
I'm getting an itch, Doctor.
Yes, I know what you mean. Something seems not quite right. Still, please not be too paranoid. Might simply be a case of smelling things that aren't quite there.
If you say so.
Oh, not explicitly, I wouldn't.
Then I should keep my eye on things.
Would be best. Remember as well that the Autons have worked alongside human agents.
Oh?
Just keep it in mind.
Here you are, Doctor.
Thank you. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Not at all.
Did the captain's brushing off of the whole locked door thing strike you as odd?
Somewhat. Why?
Stay alert.
They're here, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
But you've got a feeling they might be.
What? These Auton things?
Could be why they're in my dreams.
Guy, Captain Vance.
That's me.
Start snooping, would you?
What, just like that?
There's something here that Captain Buczynski doesn't want anyone to see, not even Dr. Moore.
It's worth pointing out that I tend to have clearance to access almost any part of this HQ.
Is there anywhere you're not allowed access to?
There's a section that's used as a storehouse. Virtually nobody ever goes there for general safety reasons, and also because there's not a lot of need to.
First place to target?
First place to target.
Okay. How do you propose we get away with all this?
Well, you're the captain of this ship, as it were. Just give up a general air of authority and nobody will notice.
If we get caught, authority's not all that'll be in the air.
Just try your best. And good luck.
So, who's up for coming with me?
You can count me in. I've got to know if there's some way of getting these things out of my head.
Dr. Moore?
Call me Vanessa, for God's sake. I hate formality.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I mean, just look at my uniform.
What uniform?
Precisely. Come on.
So, are you coming or aren't you, Vanessa?
Anything to piss the captain off, sure.
That's the spirit. Let's go break some official rules.
What a tremendously thrilling corridor.
Yeah, they don't tend to be too exciting at the best of times.
Seen a lot of them, haven't you?
This way.
So what kind of work gets done here?
What an odd question.
You really think so?
Well, from what I've gathered so far, you're usually the fellow in charge around here, aren't you?
Pretend I'm an amnesiac.
Is this some sort of test, sir?
Oh, if you like.
Now I know why we never interacted much before they shipped you elsewhere.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing.
Where are we headed anyway?
Specifically?
For a start.
Hang right at the end of the corridor.
And more generally?
The storehouse, wasn't it?
No, I mean geographically. Some dark cellar, a highly secure vault, an outhouse.
Just a large storeroom, or such is my understanding.
Because you've never been permitted access, yes?
Precisely.
So how do we get admitted access today?
I'm the boss, remember?
You make it easy to forget.
So, back to my question.
Which question was that, then?
The one about what you guys get up to here.
Oh, that question.
Humour me. I'd like to know what Captain Baczynski's been getting you to work on since I left.
Fair enough. Mostly, our work's been fairly quiet. We've been blessed insofar as Queensland's had it fairly light on the UFO front these past few months. No strange, green, slimy monsters coming up from the bottom of the Pacific either.
They're always handy, that.
Which has given me, personally, the opportunity to focus more readily on this little pet project of mine.
Me.
Tiffany, that's not fair.
Perhaps not, but it's true, isn't it?
It's true that you've represented my most promising lead of late, but that's just happenstance.
A lead towards what, precisely?
Towards determining the specific psychic abilities of humans.
And what have you discovered so far?
Besides Tiffany's mental experiences with these autons, precious little. Given the size of Townsville, there's not a lot of opportunity for selecting a wide range of appropriate test subjects, and the data that filters up from Brisbane tends to be useless for my purposes.
Has there been any sort of mandate handed down from the captain or from his superiors that particular projects which were green under my command be halted?
Not to my knowledge. Like I say, it's just been a quiet few months. Matter of fact, if anything, Captain Baczynski is sometimes more encouraging of new developments than you ever were.
Perhaps it's because he knows there's nothing that can come of deeper investigation.
You've got a suspicious mind, Tiffany.
No more than yours. Besides, I thought he was pretty cagey today. Especially after Vanessa revealed what she discovered from me.
And what kind of specifics did you impart?
Nothing to describe the autons with any level of detail.
Even so, he might be aware of the psychic link.
Assuming he's working with them, or for them, of course.
Which you seem to think is a safe bet.
If they're around to a sufficient degree that they've been invading your dreams for a month and Unit haven't noticed them, then something's fishy.
That doesn't necessarily mean that Unit's in on it, though.
Not willingly, perhaps. But don't disregard the possibility of corruption on some level.
Either way, it's going to be bloody difficult to know for sure. This is the sort of place that's highly secretive and encouraging of paranoia, even when everything's shipshape.
Which is why we need to go where you can't go.
Just in case.
If we find nothing, then I'll happily eliminate Unit from our list of suspects.
Leaving us with how many other suspects?
That's something we can think about if it comes down to it.
Right. This is the scientific research sector.
The part you're not allowed access to.
Actually, this is where I usually work. But any material evidence we study is transferred to the storehouse by military personnel.
Which is where?
Just down here.
Cleaner's room.
What kind of a pointless subterfuge is that?
Don't ask me. I just work here. I suppose the intent is sincere. The problem is, it's all an open secret. We see the soldiers shifting materials in here all the time.
Oh, never mind. At least we've found it.
But how do we access it? Do you have a swipe card that'll work, Captain?
I don't know. Vanessa?
Of course I don't.
Oh, I've got it.
Got what?
Got this.
What the hell's that?
Oh, just something the doctor invented. He used to use it a lot, apparently, but nowadays he considers breaking and entering to be unethical. The man seems to have lost his sense of adventure, if you ask me. There. Not bad, eh?
It worked. What more needs to be said?
I don't know. Maybe a...
Thank you.
Oh, not at all.
It's dusty.
It's not at all what I expected.
Yeah, these things seldom are. Still, at least it's fairly ordered and tidy. I mean, look, everything's in crates or boxes, shelved neatly, labelled thoroughly. Shouldn't be too much of a chore to find most anything in here.
Think so? Give any of the labels a closer inspection.
Project code LLL18477120276S? Not very forthcoming, are they?
It's code. You either have to know what you're looking for, or else cross-reference with the data files.
Which are where?
On your computer, probably. Depends what kind of clearance you have.
There's so damn much here. How far back does all this date?
Our stuff? Maybe 20 years. There wasn't a unit HQ in Townsville prior to that.
I don't remember it going in.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Where was it before that?
It wasn't. Which is to say, this particular HQ wasn't. Everything was more centralised back then. You had a base in Melbourne, an attachment to the Federal Police in Canberra, and the tracking station at Pine Gap. That was it. Of course, all three of those bases of operations still exist, but there are a whole bunch of local headquarters as well nowadays.
Is that where most of this junk came from? those three original bases.
Can't be, there's too much of it.
We've been getting a lot of international material over the last year or so.
What? And you didn't mention this why?
You asked for details of anything that's happened since you left. This started a couple of years ago.
When was the most recent shipment?
About a month ago.
Can you remember the date?
Let me think. It was... Oh, God, when was it?
The 18th.
No, it wasn't the... Shit, it was the 17th.
The day before my first dream.
You mean...
The day before the Autons first got into my skull.
I don't suppose you know what arrived in that shipment.
Of course I don't. But I can start to guess.
Come on, let's keep looking.
At what? You want us to go through all these boxes?
There might be other rooms in here.
I found another door. Do you have that gadget of yours, Captain?
On my way.
Looks like your hunch was right. What have we done?
Is this real?
Looks that way.
There's at least two or three dozen of them.
Yeah, here.
Do you think there might be more elsewhere?
Hard to say, could be.
Let's hope not. I mean, it looks like they've only been here a month. Maybe they're still getting started.
They're definitely artificially controlled, I'd have to say. Take a look at this computer system.
You think they're all being centrally controlled?
Didn't the doctor say something along those lines? That they operate under a central consciousness?
If so, then my guess it's this pink thing.
If they're all centrally controlled, then they'll be tough to defeat. If you kill one, the rest are going to know about it.
Careful, Tiffany.
Don't worry. I think they're still dormant. Look. See? I could probably kick them into pieces and they wouldn't know it.
Yeah, well, be careful anyway.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Oh?
I think I found the power-up monitoring bank. This computer's got a graphic display of what looks like energy bars. I think it's a measure of charge or readiness or something. And there are as many energy bars as there are Autons.
What's the most energized one read?
99%!
Don't panic us like that, you idiot. Here, look at the time display. We've still got a good half an hour before it reaches 100%.
I'll kill you later.
Sorry. Nevertheless, time is clearly of the essence. What are you up to?
I want to see if I can bring up any data on these guys.
Such as?
Tactical plans, readiness statistics, human allies, anything.
Good luck.
Gotcha.
What do you know?
It looks like they did indeed turn up a month ago. There's no data that dates prior to the 21st of last month.
So how did they get here? I mean, surely not even UNIT would ship live hostiles around the globe.
Maybe they weren't live at the time. My guess is they were dormant. Probably a couple of these pink control spheres. Maybe some dismembered Autons as well. Hang on. Let me see if I can break into the UNIT database on this thing. Dig up some more gossip. Yeah, there we go. The shipments we've been receiving over the months have been from a storehouse in England that was shut down after some sort of classified incident.
Could you be more specific?
Unfortunately not. Anyway, these Nestine spheres, that's what they're called in the report, were indeed thought to be fully deactivated. Dead, really. And that's the end of the report.
Well, it can't be.
It's clear that the revival of these spheres happened subsequent to the last report.
So what revived them?
That's the mystery, isn't it? But whatever did it, it happened on or before the 18th of last month. And by the 21st, these things had their grip on key personnel on base.
Let's get back to their plans. What do they intend to do?
Doesn't say. Taking over the planet, probably.
The doctor seems to know all about these things. We need to talk to him and fast. What the hell?
It moved.
Impossible. There's still half an hour.
Maybe you read it wrong. Well, run!
the hell do we do now?
We find the doctor and tell him exactly what's going on.
No, I mean about that. That thing. It's alive.
Oh, he'll find a way to sort out the problem. Usually does.
Given that these nesting spheres arrived from another unit HQ, it's possible that there might be some information on how to defeat them locked up in one of the unit intranets.
Good thinking. Where would the nearest one be?
Possibly in your office. As head of this unit HQ, your computer should have access.
And if it doesn't?
Then we might have to go to the top, General Courtney.
Who?
Commanding officer of the entire base. Odds are he'll have some sort of unit-related clearance, given our presence on his base.
I assume Captain Baczynski has my office?
Of course.
Then we'll try there first. If nothing else, it'll allow us to meet with the doctor that much sooner.
Wasn't he headed to the General's office, though?
So he was. All right, we'll start at the top after all.
Do you think the General's worth trusting?
Why shouldn't he be?
Well, if that's where the captain's asked the doctor to go...
You think they might both be in league with the Autons?
If either of them is, then it's a safe bet, wouldn't you say?
In that case, I hope our suspicions are unfounded. Otherwise, the doctor might be in more trouble at the moment than he'd prepared himself for.
Hello, Doctor. I was starting to fear you had become lost.
Not at all. I just thought I'd take the scenic route, as it were. Why, were you expecting me urgently?
Of course not. But I was starting to worry that you mightn't turn up today.
Oh, well, never mind that. I'm here now.
Indeed you are. And it's lucky you caught me here. I went back to my office some time ago.
Forget something, did you?
No. Just going over a few matters with the General.
Fair enough. So, what was the message from London?
Oh, yes. I'll dig it up for you. Please, come in. Take a seat.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can find the transcript for you.
I must apologise again for taking so long to arrive, but I didn't feel a bunch of age-old missives from former military buddies warranted interrupting your busy schedule.
Fair enough. I can't seem to find it, Doctor. Must be on the General's desk. Have you met him yet?
Can't say I've had the pleasure.
Looks like you're about to get the opportunity. I'm afraid we're going to have to disturb him briefly in order to dig up those messages of yours.
You don't have to, really. Not on my account.
It's perfectly all right. It looks like I've left some of my own papers in there anyway.
Well, in that case...
Come in.
What is this?
Your death, Doctor.
Which way now?
Down here. Look, for someone who used to run this place, you seem to know surprisingly little about its layout.
Yeah, my mother always told me I'd never be an architect.
Look, there's a soldier down there. We should ask for help.
Agreed. Mightn't be a bad idea to have an armed man on our side at the moment.
Sergeant! Sergeant!
You think he'd be able to hear you by now?
Oh, look at his hand! He's one of them! Run!
This whole place is overrun.
Oh, it's starting to look that way.
What the hell happened to his hand?
Oh, how should I know? Maybe they did a bit of replacement surgery on him.
Maybe he's just a replacement.
What? Some sort of facsimile? For what purposes?
I don't know, but that was an Auton gun.
Oh, Autons, dead ahead!
Quick, through here!
Right, in you come.
Shut the door.
What do you want?
Your form has changed, as is to be expected of one from Gallifrey, but your identity is known to us.
Oh, yes. Well, what do you expect? I mean, if you didn't go to the trouble of trying to conquer this planet all the time, you might not find the need to confront me so often.
What are your intentions?
For what?
For us. Are you here to terminate our power hold?
Who knows of our presence?
Who sent you?
What is your mission?
What do you know of our plan?
Are you alone or have you brought reinforcements?
Enough! Enough! I refuse to answer your questions.
Then you will be killed. Baczynski,
immediately.
Hold fire.
Doctor!
Release Pachinsky or I will shoot the doctor.
Doctor? I can't make this decision for you.
Hot in here, is it, General? What do you think, Tiffany?
What?
So you think it's hot in here?
Not particularly. Look, what are you on about?
Then the stress must be getting to you, General. High blood pressure, wasn't it?
Shoot me, General. You know that's what they want you to do. Those are your orders, to shoot dead an innocent man. Aren't they?
My orders?
Doctor? Keep the captain subdued, would you, Guy? After all, the General wants to shoot me, not you. This is my problem, not yours.
I will shoot you, Doctor. I must.
I agree. You must. That much is your purpose. Despite your character, your better nature, that much is what you must do.
Must kill.
Quickly, Dr. Moore, are you a trained physician?
Yes.
He suffered a heart attack.
Heart failure, actually. He's in no immediate danger of dying, but we need to get him to a hospital pretty quickly.
Right, you take care of that if you could. Miss Chan, could you assist?
Of course.
Guy, we need to put these Autons out of action.
Guy?
I'll explain later. What's the deal, Doctor?
Follow the sound of the pulse.
Hello? Yes, I'd like an ambulance, please. Terrific. I'm on hold.
In here, I think.
Grab the General's pistol, would you? Thank you.
What do you plan to do?
Destroy the sphere.
No!
Please calm yourself down, General. How's the ambulance coming along?
I'm still dealing with a pipe organ version of Oops, I Did It Again, I'm afraid.
Wonderful.
Oh, hello. Yes, I need an ambulance. The army barracks? He's suffered from heart failure. The medical officer's out of action at the moment. We'll be waiting at the front gate. 15 minutes.
More than enough time to put an end to this.
No! Don't you dare destroy them! They seek only sanctuary!
What? Ignore him, Guy. He's just trying to keep us from doing what we need to do.
What? End a consciousness? Take a life?
It's this sphere or the population of the planet. Make your choice.
Shoot.
He's unconscious.
He should be able to sleep it off.
We still need to get him out to the main gate.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem anymore. The Autons no longer have any form of control over them.
That's not quite true.
There's another sphere.
Or at least one, down in the storehouse. Plus a whole bunch of Autons, most of which are probably live by now.
That sphere is going to be extremely well guarded at the moment. This isn't going to be easy.
Agreed.
Why did you kill them? They only seek sanctuary. Escape.
They seek to conquer this planet. It's not the first time, and it may not be the last either. They're known for it, General. They've been conquering thousands of planets for thousands of millennia. None of them are about to stop.
You're wrong, Doctor. These seek sanctuary.
Doctor, please. It's dangerous to upset him.
No, wait. I want to know what he's talking about. What do you know, General? What's so special about these Nestanes?
They do not seek to conquer this universe. They seek only to escape the others.
What do you mean? Are you trying to say there's some sort of splinter faction?
Their only interest lies in this planet.
That's a bit of a come down for a species with a massive god complex, isn't it?
God complex?
That's about the best explanation I can come up with for their perpetual conquest. They've transcended material form, so they've decided to play the role of Greek gods, choose a universe and claim it as their own.
These Nestines are different. They're only interested in the Earth.
Which goes towards explaining why they don't move on, I suppose. But why? Why only Earth? Why not anywhere else?
Their reasons for choosing this particular planet are far more than it was deemed necessary for me to know.
But why any one planet?
They have grown tired of conquest and seek to escape the desires of their brethren.
They want to retire?
They want to return to a state of material being.
By killing humans?
By becoming humans. By subduing us as they do and living through our bodies.
Look, wholesale corpse theft is one thing, but this goes beyond any sort of Frankenstein complex. They're stealing living beings. You, for one. You don't object to that at all.
They didn't allow me to. Before long, I'd have vanished from existence, living solely as a Nestine.
So much for only seeking sanctuary.
Strangely, I still believe it to be a worthwhile cause.
The other sphere?
Yes. It looked like it's trying to extend its hold to compensate for the loss of this one. Time is running short.
Then let's go put it out of action. That was a little too easy.
Only a little?
Okay, a lot. This is weird. I mean, granted it looks like they're down to one sphere, but surely they'd be guarding it even more carefully now.
Unless it's a decoy.
Why did you have to say that, Doctor?
Of course, it's also possible that they simply don't have the resources to spare. After all, they don't seem to have made any sort of impact beyond the confines of this base.
That's because they've only been here a month.
Well, that explains Miss Chan's dreams.
Yeah, been there, worked that out.
What else have you worked out while I was having a wander around?
Only that the base seems to have been overrun by these things.
Which means that all the human originals ought to be waking up soon. I wonder where they're being stored.
No, in here, maybe?
Quite possibly.
In this thing?
No. More likely in some other room in this storehouse.
Then what's in here?
If I was feeling especially pessimistic, I'd say it's probably the housing for a fully grown Nestine.
You mean they don't just sit in those pink balls?
When they need to control a lot of humans and autons, some Nestines will develop a crude physical form in order to enhance their psychic foothold.
And such a physical form looks like?
A big ugly squid, to put it crudely.
And might there be one such squid in here?
If there is, then it's no wonder the guard on this place seems to be non-existent. Such a creature can fend for itself without a worry.
Doctor, company.
Perhaps it'll leave us alone if we walk away.
Oh, who are you trying to kid?
If there's only one, then we've got a nearly matured Nestine cephalopod in that tank.
Significance?
We can still kill it without having to resort to heavy artillery.
If not for the Auton that seems to want to kill us with its own artillery.
Quite.
Thoughts?
See that pipe up there?
Yep.
See if you can make your way up to that gantry underneath it. If you can pull it free and drop it into the tank, I have a feeling you'll be able to freeze the Nestine.
And that'll do the trick.
Well, the pipe is labelled liquid nitrogen. If that's accurate, then it ought to do something pretty spectacular.
What the hell's a pipeline of liquid nitrogen doing in a place like this?
My fault, I'm afraid. When I started on with Unit, I insisted they have a ready supply of the oddest things, which I intended to use for various experiments I was conducting. There must have been a muddle in the paperwork, because every Unit HQ I visit seems to be fitted with the same odds and ends.
You're odd, Doctor. Anyway, what about you?
I'll try to distract this thing.
On three?
My word, no, there's no time. I suggest you run immediately. Over here! Oh, a near shot, but not quite good enough. Come on, you'll have to do better than that! Oh, you did it.
All in a day's insanity.
Let's see how the others are doing, shall we?
What, you mean that's it?
Here, yes. It's over. How's the general?
He'll survive. He'll have to take it easy, but he'll survive.
How about the pair of you? Is it over?
Oh, it's over all right.
For now.
What do you mean?
He means it's never over for the two of us.
What I mean is that there may be more to come, regardless of the fact that we managed to nip this particular situation in the bud. The General described the Nestines as a full splinter group. Even accounting for the Nestine spheres that have been destroyed on Earth over the years, I'm sure there are others. If nothing else, it always pays to be cautious.
I hear that.
Now, Miss Chan, yours will be the most important role of all.
Mine?
In the defence of Earth against the Autons, Your experience have proven that humans who are keenly psychic can detect the presence of a nesting spirit 50 paces. Dr. Moore, you need to make sure that UNIT are aware of this.
Of course.
Good. Then perhaps this planet will stand a chance against them after all. UNIT is well versed in various methods of attack against these creatures, but early detection is vital. They need to be spotted before they can knock UNIT out, as they did here.
Well, we now have that means.
Good. Then our work here is done. Come on, Guy. It's time to leave.
Guy, you said you'd explain later.
Yeah, well, it's not later yet, is it? Wait up, Doctor!
Strange people.
Yes, indeed. Maybe we'll find out more when he gets back from Pine Gap.
I doubt it somehow.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one.
In Second Sight Part 2, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Tiffany Chan, Sharon Marie Brown, Dr. Vanessa Moore, Harmony Adams, Captain Martin Buchinski, Jacob Aldridge, and General Courtney was played by David Hutchinson. Recording and CD mastering was by Matthew Kapelke. Sound design and post-production was by Aurora McPherson. Music was by Richard G. Mitchell. Series theme was composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock. Cover illustration and packaging design was by Matthew Chambers. Press and PR was by David Hutchinson. Recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios. The script editor was Vitol Tietze. The producer was Matthew Kapelke. And the director was Kane Major. This has been a BTR audio production. Copyright 2003. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Also available on audio from BTR Productions. Beyond traditional recognition. ICE.
My alarm clock woke me up at what it considered to be 6:30 this morning. I then discovered that it was actually 12:48 in the afternoon.
You overslept.
Why?
These people are specific.
Yeah, the key to these things is learning to follow how they think. It has no imagination.
So let's get it to think laterally.
Get it to cross-reference.
If the contents of the bedroom were removed from time.
Taken out of time, are you serious?
Unless.
Unless what?
Four words. Personal neural control receptors.
The ultimate interface. That of an artificial computer working symbiotically with the human brain. I can see the majority of urban civilization depending on this device.
Our work in progress at Ionics.
Somehow someone managed to implant one into your brain. They could fool your very instincts.
Give me the status report on the experiment.
I have to admit, this is beginning to sound rather more suspect than I'd first imagined.
That's immaterial now that we've everything we need to get this project completed. Time enough, I think.
The period of stasis was precisely 2 minutes too short. Otherwise, it was executed to perfection.
Good evening, gentlemen.
I have the oddest feeling that this woman isn't trespassing.
What on earth makes you say that?
Oh, just the fact that we no longer appear to be in your house?
Mr. Stoker's house was demolished some 230 years ago.
I only hope you've...